Korah's Rebellion. As Israel went back into the wilderness, four men decided to set things straight concerning Moses and Aaron. The leader was Korah, from the tribe of Levi. They formed a group of 250 prominent men and went to Moses. They said, "You've taken your authority too far. We're a holy nation. The Lord is with all of us. Things don't have to always go through you." Moses said to Korah, "I know what this is about. The Levites were chosen to do the Lord's service. Now you want the priesthood as well. God has chosen the family of Aaron, so you're in rebellion against God. Tomorrow, all of us will stand before the Lord holding censers filled with fire and incense. The Lord will choose who He wants to lead the people." Two of the organizers said, "We're not coming. You've brought us back into the wilderness to die. Now you're telling us what to do like a king. So we won't be there." This made Moses angry. He said to the Lord, "I've never mistreated these people. I haven't taken anything from them. Yet they hate me." The next day, Moses, Aaron, and all 250 men stood before the Lord with their censers filled with fire and incense. The entire congregation was there to watch. The glory of the Lord appeared, and God said to Moses and Aaron, "Step out of the way. I'm going to destroy the entire congregation." Moses fell down and begged, Oh God, don't punish everyone for what a few people have done." God said, "Tell the people to move away from the tents of the men who refuse to come to this meeting." So everyone moved away from those tents. The two men came out and stood next to the door of their tents, along with their wives, children, and their babies. Korah went and stood with them. Moses spoke to the congregation, "If these men grow old and die a natural death, then you'll know that the Lord didn't send me to do these things. But if something unusual happens to them, you'll know they were speaking against God." Suddenly the earth opened, and these men and their families fell into the hole. The ground closed up around them as if the earth swallowed them. People screamed and ran, thinking they might be swallowed as well. Then fire came and killed all 250 men who were holding censers with incense. The Lord said to Moses, "Collect all 250 censers from among the men's ashes. Hammer them into plating and use it to overlay the altar. This will remind the people that the priesthood is only for Aaron and his descendants." Even with all of this, the people were still talking about the priesthood the next day. The people gathered around Moses and Aaron to talk about the people who died. They said, "You killed God's people." Moses turned and saw that God's anger was hot against the crowd. He said to Aaron, "Quick, go get a censer and fill it with incense and fire. Run among the people and make atonement for their sins. God's anger is flowing out and He's striking them with a plague." As Aaron did this, he saw that the plague had started. He made atonement for the people standing between the dead and those who were alive. The plague stopped, but 14,700 died that day. To solve the issue of the priesthood, the Lord said to Moses, have each tribe bring a walking stick. Put Aaron's name on Levi's walking stick. Place them in the tabernacle. I'll make one of them sprout. This will make the people stop complaining about you." Moses followed the Lord's instructions. The next day, not only had Aaron's walking stick sprouted, it formed buds, bloomed, and produced almonds. The people saw this and were amazed. From that day, they didn't even want to go near the tabernacle in case they would die. Aaron's staff was put back in the tabernacle for safekeeping.